then there's the story of Mrs. Trujillo. This is only a few years old, although Mrs. Trujillo is very old, maybe near 100. One night, she was about to go to bed when the one-room house that she lived in just outside Taos lit up like a candle, and the entire room was filled with orange light. "I thought maybe the neighbors were throwing firecrackers," she told the reporters, "because she heard a popping sound." But then she realized it was something else. She went to the window and opened it, and she looked outside, and there was this crackling noise all around in the bushes and in the trees, and a light so bright out her window that it blinded her. She thought that her neighbor's house was on fire, and she went to the other window, but the light was everywhere. All the houses must be on fire, she thought. And then, opening the front door cautiously, she peered out into the night, and she saw something. She said it was round, as big as two cars, maybe larger. It wasn't orange anymore, she said. It was a sort of gray color. It hovered over her house for 2 minutes. She counted them on her fingers, second by second. Then she rushed into her bedroom. She pulled back the drapes, and she saw the large cigar-shaped object, now turning orange, now turning gray, rushing toward the north. In seconds, it was gone, and all you could see in its place was a blinking red light. "It happened so fast," she said. "I got real scared. I don't think I went to sleep that night."